My name's David Bennickson. I'm the CEO of a business called Signal. And Signal is a media intelligence company that essentially enables organizations to monitor the world's news and media. We aggregate hundreds of thousands of news sources and blogs, broadcast channels. We bring that into one platform, and then we use machine learning technology to enable businesses to find the information that they need to find to make themselves do their jobs more effectively. So we sell to a whole range of different companies, including big organizations like banks and law firms, but also smaller organizations. And essentially, they will use the tool to monitor and track their brand, their competition, the marketplace more generally, to try and monitor the things that matter to them, unearth insights from the world's media to help them make better decisions, and ultimately to be able to act on that information in real time. I think as a startup, you face a whole series of different challenges. You know, when we started the business, there were three of us in a garage owned by my parents. And so it's all about bootstrapping. It's all about being able to build something with very limited resources and then being able to get that into the hands of potential customers and targets. At a certain stage, you realize you're going to need more funding, you're going to need more resources. And so we went to market to raise some capital. And that can be a challenge in itself, because really, with, you know, the limited time you've had available, the limited resources you've had, you have to show enough traction and prove enough worth in what you've built to warrant raising, you know, what could be a large sum of money. Fortunately, we were able to do that. And then you face a whole series of new challenges, which is, you know, you're a young business, you don't have operational processes in place, but now you've got this huge sum of money which you have to spend and allocate in a sensible way. And so I think at each different stage of the business, you face different challenges. And so it's all about learning, evolving, adapting to those challenges, and hopefully overcoming them in an effective way. We run a very, very flat organizational structure. We've tried to build a culture where you have small, self-organizing, self-autonomous teams who are empowered to decide what they're going to build and when they're going to build it, and ultimately to figure out why they're building something. Everything that we do is cross-functional, so we don't stick developers together and data scientists together and product people together. We try and mix them up as best as possible, and we try and encourage these small teams to be able to go the full process from understanding the users and learning about their requirements through to delivering the products and almost marketing and selling them as well. And what that means is that we can keep our organizational structure very flat, as I said, very autonomous, and we have little overhead when it comes to kind of management and operations. So we think it's quite an innovative style of running a business, but so far it's worked incredibly well for us.
Jazz Shapers presents Future Shapers, the future of business today. You'll find that Future Shaper in full at jazzfm.com.